Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and they show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need what gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, y'all? Welcome back. This is your Awesome Sauce co-host. This is your Awesome Sauce host, the newest Lovely Black, and my Awesome Sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? How y'all doing tonight? Another episode. Let's do it.
Man, so listen. Me being me, I have so much on my plate today, doing so much how I'm always doing. And my crazy ass scheduled the show for 1 hour. So we're doing 1 hour tonight.
Oh, okay. We got the just quick and to the point. All right. You know, I can get with that.
1 hour tonight. Just, you know?
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's just hop in, hop out. You know what I'm saying? It's been a slow week, too. So. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a slow week, and I don't even know if we done did this topic before, but it's a reason. Y'all know it be reasons when I be coming up with certain topics or whatever. So it's a reason that we finna sit on this topic tonight. But shout out to our top five countries: United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, and Brazil. We see you guys. Shout out to everyone else that tunes in. Tell a friend and another friend. Get up on our top five list. Salute to all 30-plus countries that tune in to our show faithfully every week to listen in and see what we're doing and just put up with our craziness. We appreciate you. Shmoo, what it do, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, man?
A hustler.
how you doing over there? Like, y'all ain't get hit by the storm at all?
Yeah, but I tried to tell you, man, nigga, you called me about 15 times that day. I felt special.
Shut your ass up. Well, at least you felt special. I was checking on you. I was worried about all my folks over there. Everybody made it out fine except one family, which they were in the path, and unfortunately, they lost their house and everything like that. But like I said, you know, it speaks volumes of the person that I am. I don't have to have yes men around me all the time to know who I am and what I do. You know, I made one phone call to somebody. They went over. They had a little boat. They actually pulled the family. The family took what they could with them. My peoples put them up in one of their rental properties close to Baton Rouge, you know, told them, hey, stay however long you need to stay. We got together. We got them groceries. You know, we got them, you know, clothes and stuff like that. He put a washer and dryer in the house for them and so on and so forth just to make it really easy. It's not their stuff, but, you know, thankfully they have insurance, and they're just excited, like, that things turned around so fast for them. With that, and I'm just happy to be a part of things like that, you know, people to move, you know, when I ask them to move in such a big manner, you know what I'm saying? Because if my face card wasn't right and if I didn't do right by people, nobody was going to move like that on somebody that they don't really know. You know, you might give some money or whatever, but you losing money on this property, you know, putting somebody up that I said, hey, this person is near to me and dear to me, so do this for me, and they did it, so... out of everybody over there, I was blowing everybody up. So everybody was tired of me. Until everybody told me they were straight, I was like, no, because, you know, like the same thing happened with Katrina. You know, Katrina was like 2 or something like that. And then, like, overnight, she just started picking up and became, what, a 5, and she wasn't supposed to hit New Orleans. And then, like, the last minute, I said, is she going to hit New Orleans? And they was like, she not hitting New Orleans? And I didn't really have a lot of people out there at that time, but she ended up hitting New Orleans. So for me, just to see how intense Hurricane Laura was, I just was nervous for my people. You know, I was in Louisiana before I came to Atlanta, and I still stay in very close contact with all of my people. I've been back several times, and, you know, like, if you family to me, you family to me. No matter where I'm at in this world, no matter what I'm doing, I'm not the one that you say, when you get to your max, don't forget about me, because I don't forget about the people that, you know, have played a role in my life or that I love for one, you know, one reason or another. So I'm just happy that y'all all was okay. Smooth was laid up with somebody.
But
he had her train. She didn't say nothing wrong about that whole conversation. She, you know, she was talking to him, but she kept it 100. And he was like, what you talking about? Well, keep checking on me at X, Y, Z. So I love it. You know, Smooth got the rainbow variety of women. So it was good to see that everything was in check.
So the storm has officially passed through, so it's done now, right?
Yeah, it's gone. It passed through. It had a devastating path, but thankfully it didn't veer off too much. Like, it didn't run through Texas as they thought it would. It didn't, you know, it definitely destroyed the path that it was on from the time it hit land going inward. Half of Lafayette, and Lafayette is a little way from it, but coming in right off the shore in Lake Charles was my old stumping grounds.
Lake Charles got that
I used
work.
To love, you know, I used to hit you up and be like, I'm going to Lake Charles for a couple of days. My buddy stayed out there. He used to work with Ice-T back in the day, and he stayed out there. And I remember we went there, and it's this hotel that I used to love to go to there. It was so nice. It's, you know, one-story hotel. It looked like a motel, but when you get inside, they had it so nice. And the guy was cooking meth inside the hotel and blew up the whole hotel room. And I went back, and I was like, man, he done messed up a little spot, you know, a little spot or whatever. But salute to everybody in Lake Charles, Louisiana. They got hit very hard. Half of Lafayette, I think that's what, the west side of Lafayette, literally half of the city was flooded and really got hit hard. And the other half, which is the low-lying half of Lafayette, got hit very hard. And the higher end of Lafayette did not take nowhere near the blunt that the lower-lying part of Lafayette took. So, you know, everything in its path going up that way got hit. There were people, they told them, listen, if you're on the shore, you need to evacuate. We expect a 0% survival rate, you know, and there were some people that stayed, you know, some people that lost their lives, some people that
got out the storm, man. That's some crazy shit. Like,
yeah, some people lost their lives, and some people, unfortunately, were stuck. As the mayor advised before, I'm not sending my crew out because you decide to stay. I need my crew to be healthy. So I do know for a couple of days that they were stuck. I haven't looked to see, you know, if they did, you know, not being funny, but I just wanted to make sure that all of my folks was okay. So, you know, I mean, just to have one family to deal with and to be able to help them through what they were going through, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could send money all day. You know, I told everybody that was in the path, listen, if you want to come to Atlanta, come to Atlanta. You have people that just really couldn't, you know, put things together to come to Atlanta.
Oh,
and I understand that. So,
no Atlanta trip, motherfucker.
Well, you was in New Orleans, so I didn't know for you. I just was like, okay, be safe, just so be on the safe side.
A weekend trip
but,
to ATL.
You know, for me to be able to just to be able to send money over there and help them get straight, you know, that's absolutely amazing. Oh, my God, tell people, it's not about doing things. Doing things when you have the money, you do things when they are in need because that money can be replaced. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing super big projects. I'm going on to my next phase on doing my house. You know, you guys know I've been talking about this for some time. I've been redoing my house. I started from scratch with everything in my house. I'm going on the next phase to put in the rest of the things in here. And after this phase, it's really I think I got, like, some frames and curtains after this. So, you know, but I wasn't thinking, like, oh, I got to finish my house. Yeah, like, that go to the side. You know what I'm saying? Be able to help people. So, it was amazing because the way that they was hyping that thing up, it did the damage that they said, but I just was like, okay, hopefully it don't do a whole lot more. So, shout out to the whole Louisiana. You know, you guys are troopers. I'm just glad it didn't come to New Orleans. So, how was your week, Mo?
So my week was it's just like my week was like finding my rhythm, like, you know what I'm saying? Not too crazy, you know what I'm saying? Just getting back to the grind. You know, when I say finding my rhythm, you know, coming off of a vacation high, you know what I'm saying? It's always like, okay, back to this shit, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
Just adjusting to it is like Leo season was such a great time for me. You know what I'm saying? Just good things happened, and now it's Virgo season. It just seemed like it just flipped. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say I'm gonna get into this in a world famous chopper, but you know, rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. You know, that was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then the NBA, you know what I'm saying, how they had they boycott and stuff like that. But we'll get into that in a world famous chopper. So it was just a crazy vibe, like coming off a nice high, and just reality hits and just, you know, certain things hit the fan or whatever. But I'm up for the challenge. You know? I'm just, you know, looking forward to this new fall season, and you know what I'm saying, getting back on my real estate shit, stocks and all that shit, because I just really been like, This summer was just like the old school, you know, like for the summer type shit. But you know, let me get back into it. So that was my week.
Yeah, some
right.
Old music and stuff.
So that's what you was doing, Smooth. We already know what you were doing for the weekend.
Oh yeah, man, I was acting ass. I was dropping load after load, man.
You gonna mess around and have a whole nother baby. Her baby 2 months old, and then you over there, she all booed up, laid up under you. So you gonna have a whole nother baby from her.
The storm coming, just booed up.
Hey man, look.
Not with the rain.
Don't stop the feeling. Man, look. Let me tell you something. Ever, me and Mo gonna fight, man. I just wanted to say that. No, let me tell you something.
What
so up? I had some free time on my hands the like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
And I got cable, so I got all the fucking channels. But I'm passing through HBO, and I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that. He laughing. Right. So I'm passing through HBO, and I remember motherfucking Mo talking about the bullshit called "I May Destroy You," right? So I'm like, man, let me click on this fucker, right? You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this "I May Destroy You," right? So, nigga, we going to fight. That's all I'm going to take.
Yeah, we going to fight. Was
man, look, I don't give a fuck about episode 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We going to fight.
Yeah.
Nigga, that is some of the worst shit in my life. I had to take a break. You know what I'm saying? Look, let me tell you.
You
it's
no more weird
girl.
As hell. Why would you even?
Black. Black. No, bro. Man, when I tell you, man, this shit goes beyond. First of all, the show is all about rape, right? Rape.
By what?
Every episode, rape. R-A-P-E. Rape.
Oh,
every
shit.
Episode was rape, right? I ain't talking about this. Oh, man, look. Look, I was okay with the heterosexual rape. I ain't gonna lie. All right, whatever. Fuck it. But, man, this shit turned gay real fucking bad. And I ain't talking about regular gay. If I'm talking about it was so gay, I had to put the covers over my head, right, and stuff on the titty.
Get on my nerves.
Right. So I had to put the covers over my head and stuff on the titty so I could feel good about what the fuck's on my TV, right?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So then you think it's over. No, it's not over. It gets gay again. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Man, you know Mo weird as hell, man. You know anything that he's saying, it's for a certain group of listeners, man. Mo's different, man.
Yeah,
I can't believe you wouldn't watch it listening to Mo, man. You know y'all got completely different tastes in things, man.
Well, look, the title's like "I May Destroy You." Come on, some. Like, yeah, man, it's going to be on some gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? A little black brawl from England going to be shooting people and karate chopping niggas. So I'm like, yeah, I may destroy you. And then it wasn't like that. No, it was
Mo
it was,
is
no.
stupid, and he cracking up. He think that's the funny
it
shit.
It was different.
Man, look, I'm having to need therapy after this shit.
The fact that you kept watching it, though, is what gets it for me.
No, let me tell you. Because, it ain't real, man. See, like, when I have this, I have this thing about TV shows, right? Like, once I start it, I got to finish it. It don't matter how horrible the show is. Unless it's, like, horrible, right?
Yeah, I get you.
But I can't watch it by myself. I can't watch no show like that by myself. So I need some titties next to me. You see what I'm saying? Then I got to take a break, you know, you get some head, get back, you know what I'm saying, get back in the game and watch it again.
What happened?
Right. But I need to be molested while watching and shit like that. That ain't no show for a nigga to just be watched down without having the bitch suck on the nipple or something.
That's a fact. I was glad to watch it with my wife, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, look, I have to take a break and get some pussy. Like, man, I need to feel better about myself.
I got another show too coming up in the world.
No, I'm all right. I'm good. I'm all right.
Yeah, I think y'all
can do it. Just fuck that. Hey, but matter of fact, let's talk about the title. Let's talk about the subject of the day. Talk about some head, some oral sex. Come on, Black. Let us know what this topic is about.
Yeah. Black. So let's get into it. He ran from that
further conversation.
Oh, you saw that, huh?
Let me feel like a man again. Make me real again. Okay. Sidebar, Mo, I text you the link for the show tonight. I got my new phone already, but I have not put in any social media or anything like that onto my new phone. And for that reason, I couldn't you know, tweet the show because I haven't connected any of my social medias yet. I don't want the alerts to be going off on both phones because I'm still using the old phone.
Got you, your trap phone. I got you.
And my old phone was upstairs, so I didn't do the show via the old phone. So, yeah, but I sent it to you so you can actually tweet the link out. But tonight's topic is can you be in a relationship or can you be with somebody that does not give oral sex? Now, for me, okay, so it was a phase, you know, when I was younger and I was, you know, turnt or whatever, you know, it's like, you know, okay, once I lock you in, you know, if I want to, you know, make you mine, you know, I'm finna go on and, you know, do my thing. I already know you locked in. You know, this shit creates stalkers. But now that I've gotten older, it's like I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is my people. So first of all, I'm an extremist. Either I really like you or I really don't, okay? So as long as you don't let the high go down, and if you do let the high go down of me being into you, that you work that hard to get me back to that point, to be into you, like, it, you know, I could go back to liking you from not liking you, but most people don't know how to put in the work to make me like them once I stop liking them. So if I really, like, don't like you, like, I'm not doing none of that. Like, I don't care how much I still talk to you, you come around, I'm not putting my mouth on you. So that can lead to somebody saying, well, dang, you know, you don't do X, Y, Z. No, not really. And I'll be quick to say that. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, not going to do it. And for me, like now, it just has to be something special between me and that person for me to do it, right? And what I look for in being special may be something different than what he expects. So he may expect me to, you know, be ready to turn up. But we done slept with each other, you know, 10 times, and I still ain't did it yet because I haven't found that special. I haven't made up my mind if I want to keep you. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, people. Huh?
10 times. That's like, y'all kind of into it.
But it's not me, really. It's him. I'm looking for something different now. You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm older, like, my mind is completely different. Once I came out of practicing abstinence or celibacy, whatever you want to call it, for 14 months, my mind operates different. When I tell you that when you refrain from sex, like, that shit give you a whole nother superpower that nobody can even understand. Like, women can talk that talk, but you can tell by their actions. Like, it's just something different. So, yeah, like, I can, you know, deal with you and just not do it at all. And then, you know, they bring it up. Like, dang, you ain't going, you know, like, no, I'm not. Because you haven't given me that wow
factor.
Refraining
from sex turning you into a superhero? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm a superhero.
Refraining from sex turning niggas into a superhero?
Turn me into one. Because now I can go shit forever
like
without sex.
Like,
I don't
like Thanos and this bitch. He's tripping. Fuck.
Look,
I'm snapping fingers.
But that's just me right now. That's where I'm at. So it's not a thing that I'm going to jump out there, even though I'm known for my, you know, oral skills. Like, you got to be privileged to get that shit now. You know what I'm saying? And I mean supremely privileged.
What makes you flip that switch? What makes you,
It's just them, Mo. It's like that person. Like, for me, okay, consistency, I would say, like, a person being consistent, a person being there, like, a person doing things without me asking them, you know what I'm saying? Not doing them to see what you can get, but doing them without me asking just on a regular basis. Like, I'm going to hold out just to see what type of person you are. Once you become that person that, like, I need, and if you ask me for it, then I really won't do it. But once you know, like, it's just like they say, you know, pussy is as good as the man make it, you know, and that's just what it is. And for me, like, if you want oral sex with me, like, I got to be vibing you. And if I don't do it, I'm not vibing you. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that on that. I don't want to specifically say because I don't know who listened to the show. I'm not finna give nobody the cards to, you know, play me. But what I am going to say is, like, it just has to be that vibe. If that vibe is not there, I won't do it. But it's not like, you know, a motherfucker would leave. Not really all out, but it's just a certain way. It's a certain feeling, and it happens automatically.
It can't be no half-ass here, because then it's like, what's the point? You got to be into it all out. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
okay, the only time you're going to get some half-ass, okay. It's levels to this shit, right? So, boom. If I really don't want to do it, you know what I'm saying, and it's, then you put, you applying pressure and you being extra, I'm going to give you some half ass, you know, just here, just here. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that. Then it's the what I, you know, okay, we cool, we kicking it, we've been doing what we're doing. Then you get head from me, right? When I go into, okay, I'm finna lock him in, then you get mega mouth. So everybody ain't going to see mega mouth. Everybody ain't going to see mega mouth. Everybody can't handle mega mouth. Yeah, you know, everybody ain't going to get to mega mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not. Like, I can say in the last 3 years, two people have met mega mouth.
Can you be with somebody who doesn't give oral sex?
So, but they, you know, they don't leave me alone because I don't do it. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, you know, how would y'all, you know, interact? I think, like, they may know, like, I know how to do it. So they be like, man, I know she holding back. You know what I'm saying? They might know I'm holding back, and they might know I know what I'm doing, but they just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you wait their turn. And I'm saying they, but I'm, you know, that's without me saying a name. So that's why I'm using the word they. But, you know, it's like maybe I'm awake because I already know she the truth, you know. But I don't know. If y'all had a chick like me or just did not give oral sex, can y'all still be with her?
Fuck no. Bitch, if you ain't sucking, I ain't fucking. You got me fucked up. I'm not about to sit around. No, hell no. So this is some bullshit.
Okay, we adults.
How dare this bitch think? How dare this bitch think she going to come up my fucking house, come up my bed, and I don't get no fucking head? Hell no, bitch. Get out. I'm in.
Look, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, that's, you know, at the end of the day, we grown ass people now, you know what I'm saying? So that's got to come with the territory sooner or later, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be like 2020
right now. You got me fucked
You know
up.
What I'm saying? Like, 10 times, you said the 10 times, I can see, like, all right, the first 2 times.
Oh, I'm going to die with 10 times. I almost lost
10
my
times?
Life when she said 10.
What's up with you?
Hey, bro, hold up. Matter of fact, come on, let's fight.
Ice
fuck all that. You want to fight?
Yeah, like, what's your name?
Fight?
10 times? We fucking, like, 10 times. We into it. 10 times, we, you know what I'm saying?
Man, bitch, you fucked me 10 times. We pregnant. So, you.
Oh, yeah, you having a kid by move. 10 times? You're like, come on.
Fuck. How dare you think you ain't going to give me no head? Bitch, you crazy. Like, can I be with a bitch who ain't sucking my dick out? Nope, I can't even fuck the bitch. I ain't even hold a conversation with her. I ain't talking my dick.
But,
I let a bitch know right now.
On the flip side, like, I'm gonna hit you with the flip side. On the flip side, though, like, you know, like I said, when it comes to the tongue action with me, it's like a certain vibe, too. I guess from what Black is saying, like, it's gotta, because I'm not one to just go down on a chick that I just met or some shit like that. Like, it's got to be a virus. She might just be sexing. I just got to know that shit is good. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, that's how I feel. I mean, hashtag happens to me, you know what I'm saying? Because that's something totally different. But I'm talking about, you know, in my other interactions prior. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is, if you want some head, but you're going to try to be stingy with your head. You know what you're saying?
Yeah, I know it's fucked up. It's a little stingy, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On the flip side.
Well,
you
with them folks then. All right, and you the pillow pressure. You're another straight pillow pressure. All right.
You know what I'm saying? So, because, you know, a female just got to have that vibe, you know what I'm saying, for me. Then, I don't know. Yeah, that's what it, and then we talked about this before. I ain't going to get all into it, but there's certain levels to it because different women is built different ways down there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to leave it at that.
You built different ways, what?
Yeah, built different ways. You know, different certain women got, you know, they shave. Certain women don't. Certain women got, you know what I'm saying? It's different. Each woman's vagina can be different, you know what I'm saying, as far as the look of it.
Oh, okay. You
know? So that kind of adds to it, too, for me. Personal.
All right, so to answer your question, you're saying that if the bitch ain't sucking, you ain't fucking, right?
No, I never said that.
Right?
I said that it can't be no 10 times.
So if the bitch ain't sucking, you ain't fucking, right?
Because no,
you know what? It's out of my side or no side at all, motherfucker. So if the bitch ain't sucking, you ain't fucking.
That's what you said.
Right?
I didn't say that.
All right, so you willing to be with a bitch if she ain't sucking no dick?
what I'm saying is, after a while,
Are you willing to be with a bitch and she ain't sucking no dick?
But to see, that's a difference. What's be with? Like, if we just have sexual
relationship. The question is, can you be with someone who doesn't give oral sex? Can you be with somebody who don't give oral sex? Exactly.
Try to be politically correct.
But it's levels to it. That's what I'm just trying to say. So I'm just trying to figure out what level
the
we
level
like,
is. The level is that bitch mouth on my balls. What you talking about?
So,
I want all the head.
So that's where I'm at on it. You know what I'm saying? So
all right. So black. No, not black. Don't get me wrong. Black be having her little issues about oral sex. She don't really fuck with it like that. So I can't trust my answer anyway. It just depends on how the fuck she feels. Because sometimes black be like, man, I don't really get down with a motherfucker eating the pussy. So black, let me ask you a question. Are you still like that? Do you still feel that way about me? See, there you go.
Elaborate on that, black, for the people out there.
Okay. People don't understand, like, really where I come from. Because people be like, is something wrong with you? You don't like it? I mean, just an honest fact. Most men don't know how to give oral sex. And for me, when you done had the best, you can't just go back and think that you finna just get me with the regular shit. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, so you're saying if it's not good, if it's half-assed, you're just straight. You're good, right?
Yeah, like, but most of it is half-assed. Like, I've done it for so long that I'm just like, I'm good on this.
I mean, that's how I kind of feel in a way. You know what I'm saying? I'm a elaborate on what I'm trying to say. So when it comes to just sex, the different positions, I've always said, like, I can always adjust to a certain female. You know what I'm saying? So it's got to be something about her that would turn me on to make me want to, you know, have sex with that female. And in certain, like, she might have, you know, a nice ass and I like, or a nice breast or a nice stomach or something she's going to, like, get me turned on. So I know sexually I can make it happen, but on the flip side is head is just, that's all her. I can't, there's nothing I can do to make it just, so that's just passion. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say when I come to that, it's like, because I'm kind of with you. Like, if this is going to be half-assed, I'm like, I'm good. I might do it for a minute just to get me, like, on point and then dive in. But if it's not, like, good, like, you can keep it. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of feel on that. And I feel certain women, it's just dope for certain women. They just want to do it. Like, they just want to, that's just in them. You know what I'm saying? And try to snatch a soul. And that's, you know what I'm saying? So that's the ones that's like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? But the ones that's kind of half-assed, like, all right, you know, you could do it every so often, but if it ain't on point like that, I'm just like, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? So
I just don't want it at all. Like, keep it.
At all.
Like, we ain't even finna do none of this. That's why I'm like,
really,
that's why I'm the way I am.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
y'all crazy. I guess I'm the only honest motherfucker up in there. No, bitch, if you ain't sucking, I ain't fucking. I don't give a fuck.
Well, what if it's whack,
whatever.
Though? What if it's whack? What if it's whack?
Well, guess what? If it's whack, it's whack. But, bitch, guess what? You still going to be sucking on my balls and licking on this tip. Nah, give a fuck. You still going to open your mouth. I got to – see, first of all, let me tell you something. Ain't no such thing as whack throat, okay? I ain't got a problem fucking your face. I ain't got a problem fucking your face. Bitch, I look – Nigga, look, it's not going to be coming out your fucking nose. Tears going to be running down your cheeks. You bitch. Yeah. Talking about if it's whack. Man, fuck that whole face. You ain't got fuck. Shit, I ain't never had no whack ass throat. If I fuck your face, nigga, I'm enjoying it.
I got you. If it get on that level, what she doing, like, all right. If she's just stagnant with it, you can just kind of like...
No, you got me fucked up. Nigga, I take control of the throat.
That's what I'm saying. If she,
control of that, bitch. If you got some whack ass head, if you can't suck a dick, I'm going to help you out. But I swear to God, boy, look, you're going to need some throat lines just by the time I'm done with you.
Okay.
I'm fucked up. Right. Don't throw up, bitch. I got a towel. You be all right.
Okay, so all right, I can see where you're coming from with that. All right, so Black, so what do you feel about that? So, like, you know, if somebody was, if say, for instance, if you was doing, like, some half-ass job, you wasn't into it, and then you met a guy like Smooth, who's like, all right, I'm going to help you out with that. Like, how does that react? Does it?
I ain't helping you with nothing.
Then? Does the passion take over? I'm just saying.
Nah, ain't a passion in there. All you got to do is open the mouth. You'll be all right.
I ain't helping with nothing.
Yeah, right. See?
Okay.
Exactly. Bitch, I'm going to fix you.
Gotcha. All right. Well, look, I don't know. I don't know where else we go with this conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, but this is a whack-ass one right here. So, like, nigga, when I read this shit, I'm like, well, Black Willie don't fuck with here, like, talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what she had. The last little nigga that they ate the pussy. I'm like, what? This nigga ate the pussy? She was like, yeah, he did it good, too.
I guess that's such a, in this day and age, it just seems like that's just the norm, you know what I'm saying? So it just,
No, I can't say that.
You don't think so?
Like, look, remember, man, there's a big ass difference between the 90s and the 2000s. Man, these hoes ain't sucking dick like they used to. When I talk about, when I say these hoes ain't sucking dick, I'm talking about they ain't as good as they used to be. These bitches done backed off. Like, now you guys,
really?
You ain't got no choice but to fuck a bitch in them out. Cause, like, I'm like, damn, really? This your head is horrible. Horrible, bitch. Horrible. Like, oh,
wow.
Man. I'll be like, man, my dick was hard. This motherfucker tried winging your mouth. What's wrong?
I think it's probably different. I don't know. I think it's probably better now, but I guess it's 2020 now, though.
That's from 2000 to 2020.
That's
20 years. That's two decades of horrible heads. You got a few bitches. It's far in between.
Yeah, real shit.
It's far. How to think about it? How many hoes? Right. The fucked around and sucked your dick, right? How many bitches have fucked around and sucked your dick since 2000, right? And you ain't had to help the bitch out with the nut. See what I'm saying? I'm talking about this bitch 5 minutes and you came in the whole mouth. How many hoes can actually suck your dick? You can honestly say that it only took 5 minutes for that nut to come out.
That's what I said. You know, that's why you got to narrow it down to the females that really want to.
So you got to think about it. It's fucking in between, huh? Do. Nigga, you going to answer the question or not?
No.
I would say.
I
would try to get nigga the Jeopardy beat.
Nah, I would say. Nah, the 2000s definitely been better than the 90s for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the 90s, it was just different. 2000s to me.
All right, but don't answer the question. So in the last 20 years, right, out of all the bitches that sucked your dick, right, can you say that the majority of the hoes can get that nut out in 5 minutes without you having to fuck them in their throat a little bit? If you just laid there and the bitch went down in 5 minutes, without the hands now. I ain't talking about no hand job. I'm talking about straight mouth, straight throat.
I done had a couple, like about three that just kind of, you know what I'm saying?
So you said three. Now, mind you, notice. I said the majority of the bitches can't get you there. You only have a few bitches that know how to handle their business. You see what I'm saying? So you really ain't got that many good dick suckers out there in the world. You got a few hand jobbers and shit, but I'm talking about a bitch that get that fucking out in 5 minutes. I ain't talking about like a 20-minute bitch. Cause like, bitch, if you suck my dick for 20 minutes and I can't come.
Hold on. So let me ask you, cause you in the game. Your jersey is still on. So let me ask you this question: out of the chicks that you in your rotation, you need to tell me, ain't none of them get you where you need to go in like 5? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no just like.
Let me say this. When it comes down to my rotation, right, I train my bitches. Okay?
That's what I'm trying to say. So, so you should have
that being said, right? Okay. Do I have some bitches that I just came in and made babies with and they had it horrible? Yes, I do. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and say everybody on my squad can suck a good dick. That'd be lying, okay?
Right.
Now, with proper training, I can get you. But, yeah, man, not everybody. Everybody ain't built for good head. I'm like, oh, bitch, go and handle your business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I got a few, that, you know, I had to bat them out a few times. I like, bit your teeth and got too close to the tip. Fuck wrong
exactly,
with you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but I'm just saying.
But then I also got a motherfucker that can suck the dick. You like, ooh, bitch, yeah.
Yeah. That'll snatch your soul. You know what I'm saying? That'll give you that.
I ain't got no soul. My soul been gone, nigga. What you talking
about? But I'm saying, in your rotation, you got to have at least one or two. You know what I'm saying? Because I would think you got to have one or two soul snatches. You know what I'm saying? That you know, like, damn, all right, let's call her over.
Nah,
you
I got
know how to do it properly.
Nah, that's four of them. I got one that bitch right there. Jesus Christ. I'm thinking about it right now.
I got you. And then black. So and then
two.
So you don't got no go to guy that you could, you know what I'm saying? You know your jersey still on two. You don't got no one go to guy that you can call even though you know what I'm saying? Don't
no.
No. Okay. Okay. You cut all that off.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, that's one thing about it. Like, that's one thing. I'm like, man, black don't. Now I'm gonna come down to the head. Fuck all that, nigga.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't. That should be too wrong too often.
Too wrong too often. All right, so you're just gonna have to pass. All right, well, you know what I'm saying. I guess that's it. So, I mean, I guess the verdict is, you know what I'm saying. I guess all three of us. Except for you, Black, I don't know. You seem like you can kind of be cool on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be in a relationship if it's just whack. You just be like, all right, we do some other things. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Because
I'm not a person that prefer head. Like, so it's not like that with me. Like, I got to have head and X, Y, and Z. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah. I'm kind of leaning towards you, Black. You know what I'm saying? Like, if unless they really... I mean, like, I still want to have it every so often because I think it could be, like, a good appetizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, the appetizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just so that gets you, like, on point for the main course. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, y'all so cute. First of all, you married. So you supposed to wake up to some head, man. You supposed to be like, the royal penis is clean, nigga. So here that picture. Bitch, let me tell you something. If you sleep in my bed, bitch, I need to wake up. Man, you got me fucked up. And I married you too? I've been like to take a shower, and I'll be in my lesson. Talking about every once in a while, it's an appetizer. Yeah, appetizer every damn day, nigga. So with you. You married. You supposed to be on a cruise ship. Cruise ship of fucking.
No doubt. Well, on that note, let's get into World Famous Chopper. We got about 17 minutes left in the show. Couple topics I just wanted to get into. So first off, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I like to chop it up, you know, about just recent topics that happened in the past week and give my thoughts on it. And, you know, we all just chop it up and, just get into it. So first and foremost, I kind of want to get into like a controversial topic and just see what y'all think about this, man. So we had the NBA that boycotted as of Wednesday. They boycotted on Thursday, Friday, and they, you know, came back to play on Saturday. And then, we had games Sunday. So I guess the video that came out, what's the guy's name? I'm not Blake. Are you familiar with this?
The dad who got shot.
The guy who got shot
up in the back. And he's paralyzed and shit. Yeah, what about him?
He's paralyzed now?
Oh, yeah, he's been paralyzed for quite a few days now. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, I mean, first off, I mean, I know this is like a heated topic. I mean, what do y'all think about that whole situation that went down?
A black man got shot in the back multiple times. That is all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Here's the thing.
I don't understand
like,
what you're trying to do.
It's a touchy subject, right? And it's a touchy conversation. Yeah. The fact that this keeps happening is for me, it's a sign of them saying, we don't give a fuck how much you march. We don't give a fuck what you do. Like, none of that matters. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we do. And that's just
and
that. You know
cameras.
What I'm saying? And fuck your cameras and fuck everything else. Like, they are blatantly doing what they're doing to us. So, for me, it's like, when y'all going to stop marching? When y'all going to take it to the next level? Even when the riots really broke out, like, they didn't give
still
us credit
people.
Because they gave it to Antifa. And when they gave it to them, it was a slap in the face saying, look, they ain't got the heart to do this. This was some other people that had this organized. So now that we do have the heart, now, you know, they law and order and this must be controlled and this must be this and it must be that. But until we ignite, I feel the way that we ignited with
George Floyd.
Yeah. Like, we got to turn up every time. We got to match their bullshit every time so they can hold their own people accountable. Because right now they're not holding their own people accountable. When you go and see that they still going to Kentucky marching and they feel like this is something great. You going to Kentucky marching, they taking y'all to jail. They still ain't took the people to jail that killed her. So at what point do you feel like, Yandy was like, Martin Luther King went, you know, so I'm going to keep being an activist. Some people pick their poison. I mean, if you feel like that's the route you're going to take, you know, great. But I just feel like, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result is insanity. So, you know, at some point we got to, you know what I'm saying, change the narrative on the situation because they blatantly showing us they don't give a fuck. So that's my point of view.
Yeah, I mean, and I definitely can agree with both y'all takes on it. I was just going to say with this one part, and I don't want to sound controversial, but I just want to kind of look at all sides, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I wanted to say on it. I feel with these things that's been happening, especially with the George Floyd, because that was just crazy. And then, you know, we can go on and on and on, Trayvon Martin, all the way up until, you know, the recent one. But
which is where it started.
I feel as though, you know, we got to kind of pick our battles in a way, because the only thing that I'll say with this, and don't get me wrong, I saw the video, and it was disturbing. But the one thing I will say, because I've had these different conversations, like, in this past week, with different people about it, but I say this, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just, you know, I'm speaking from me, but when it comes to, like, I think some dude or a terrorist or a police officer, if somebody pulls a gun on me at that point, I'm like, shit, let me just pause. Let me just stop. You know what I'm saying? Let me just stop. Let me see if I can, like, finesse my way out of this situation. That the cops pull a gun on me, like, and I know I didn't do something. Let me just stop, talk it over. Let me just see what I can do. And then, you know, if shit gets crazy and they just shoot me anyway, then, you know, you got the video to show it was nothing. All I would say is, you know, to this last video is, my guy, you got your kids in the van, okay, you was coming to break up a fight. If these cops come on, you know the environment that we're in, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want to give these cops a reason. Why would you keep going into your car to reach into your car to drive away or you know, them thinking that you might be grabbing for a gun to put yourself in that position? You know what I'm saying? So that's the only part that I just want to kind of just, you know, just I just don't want to just have the narrative, oh, like, he just got shot up and I was just fucked up. Like, dude, you know the situation, though. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's coming to rob you, you know what I'm saying, and they saying, like, stop or I'm going to shoot you, you're not going to just, I mean, some people, I guess, they would, but that's now you playing with your life, you know what I'm saying? So that's the only part I'll say on that, you know what I'm saying? So
a white boy walked down the street with a fully automatic AR-15, right? And don't shit happen to him, you feel what I'm saying? So a white boy can tell a cop, man, fuck you, suck my dick, and try to run him over with the vehicle and still don't even get shot at. You feel what I'm saying? So there's a difference. So, like, your narrative states that, hey, look at what's going on because you know they're going to shoot us, which means we're already in a bad state of mind anyway. You feel what I'm saying?
So, you know, I only can speak for myself. I can't walk.
What the fuck you going to do about it? Now, mind you, man, look, I'm from New Orleans. Man, we fight the police. It is what it is, but you got to work for this. just fuck it. You want to work for this.
So what I'm saying, Smooth, that's what you're saying that you would do in a situation. So I'm just saying, if you somewhere, you got your kids or whatever, which I don't even want to put this out there like that, because I don't want to put that energy. But I'm just saying, the cops come in, and like I said, you're innocent, but they're saying stop, freeze, stop. You saying you just gonna still get in your car and just try to drive off? That's what you're saying?
I'm going like Ricochet Rabbit. They ain't got shit to do. I'm going like Ricochet Rabbit, nigga. Man, fuck all that. You don't know Ricochet Rabbit? Bing, bing, bing. Ricochet Rabbit, the cartoon. Hanna-Barbera. Ricochet Rabbit.
No, I don't remember that.
Damn. Fuck, you the 80s, bitch. You born in the 70s, huh?
You know he was lying about his age this whole time.
Yeah, I'm talking about 78, baby.
Well, that means you should know who the fuck Ricochet Rabbit is. Bing, bing, bing. Ricochet Rabbit.
But anyway, you know, so that's all I'm just trying to say is, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to take accountability sometimes to just teach our youth, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up. Like, you know, I just don't want you to put yourself in that position. You know what I'm saying? If they saying stop, stop, just stop. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something.
It could have been avoided.
Unfortunately, you're looking at it from the standpoint of a victim.
Yeah.
So you're looking at it from the standpoint of a fucking victim. So when a fucking cop tell you to stop, but you ain't do nothing wrong, why the fuck should you have to stop, man? Don't even talk to me, my nigga.
We got to get this straightened out. They got a gun.
No,
I don't.
We ain't got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's different if
that's
the standoff and I just know what it is.
When it come down to getting straightened out, that's when you get straightened up, nigga. That's when they start hitting you inside your fucking head. I ain't got time for all that. Man, go holler at them hoes that was fighting. I'm good.
So. Okay, you know, that's it. But I'm gonna leave it at that. So that's why I just wanted to say that. You know what I'm saying?
We fight the police.
We need to pick our battles because I just, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was interesting. I do commend the NBA.
Man, these motherfuckers coming into your house and shooting your ass in your own shit. Your battles, man. Fuck that. Fuck, pick your battle shit. And anytime they feel like shooting your own shit, why should I comply and let you shoot me anyway? You had it on your
so every time, so Smooth, based on that conversation, so you said every time that you've had a, because let's be honest, I mean, we almost in our, you know, I would think you would, you said your late 30s or whatever. So
yeah,
every time you come in, all right, so every time that you come in contact with a cop, you've always resisted and just said, fuck you, if you didn't, you know what I'm saying? That was you saying.
Like, maybe you didn't hear me the first time.
Go ahead.
Nigga, we fight the police. For one, you gonna hit me anyway. Boy, I've been beat up quite a few times to hit upside the head with a fucking flashlight, motherfucker. It is what it is. Hey, dog, look, man, in my position in my life right now, right?
Yeah.
I'm good in my position in life. You feel what I'm saying? I'm good with the government and everything else like that, so I'm good. I'm straight. But then at the same time, I done got my ass whooped quite a few times by the fucking police, which means if I got my ass whooped, we're going to fight this shit up. Nigga, every time. So, like, you're going to hit me anyway.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I get you. I mean, look, so, I mean, I asked you the question, you know what I'm saying? You gave me your straight-up answer. So, and, you know, so but I still commend the NBA for what they did. I mean, even though, like I said, I think you got to pick your battles, you know what I'm saying? It was just – being at the NBA, they're down in the bubble, and, you know, like, that's been part of their whole stance, you know what I'm saying, is Black Lives Matter, and, you know, they've been taking the knee before each game and, you know, during the anthem and stuff like that. So even though to me this last part was kind of sketchy, you know what I'm saying, I do hope, you know, I wish him the best, the guy that got shot up, you know what I'm saying, but I just wish he would have just, you know, stopped instead of just, you know, resisting arrest, you know what I'm saying? Because then it didn't just turn out.
Sure,
but at
sure.
the same time, like,
I kind of get where Smooth coming from, because look how many people did stop. Look how many people did put their hands up. Look how many people did comply. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
most of these cases, I mean, because then what is the narrative? Like, we got to pick a side and stick to it. Regardless of what this man did, what's the next narrative? We can pick out and say this is what he did wrong, but what about all the people that did nothing wrong, especially in his area? Look at where he's at. Remember, they pulled the boy over that was licensed to carry his gun. You understand me? And they murdered him while his hands was up, okay? The young guy.
And that
had his daughter and his baby mama in the car. fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Yeah.
This is why they're turning up. This isn't the first time that this has happened over there. They viciously murdered this guy with his hands up.
Yeah, I mean, look, and that's when it's, to me, and I
fuck the police. I don't give a fuck
crazy.
What he did. I don't give a fuck how he chose to walk past it and say fuck you. I don't give a fuck. Bottom line is,
so
bitch,
nowadays, so if he gets
bottom
stopped,
line
so
is
much,
that he
stop,
was walking
say,
away. So therefore, just like the law says for us, it got to be the same for these puss ass motherfucking pigs. Bitch, his back was to you.
It's illegal to shoot me in the back. That's
To shoot somebody in the back when their back is to you. His back was to this motherfucker. You shot him not once, but seven the fuck times. Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean,
and fuck the
I
narrative that you
him.
Own.
Yeah.
But, no, they say they tried to tase him and the shit didn't work. So fuck you in your law, bitch. He ain't had no motherfucking pistol. He on him talking about he was going to get a knife. You know how many videos I done seen on social media about these motherfucking puss-ass pigs walking backwards and walking away from these goddamn white boys with guns in their motherfucking hand? You hear me? Man, suck my dick. They motherfucking picked their goddamn poison.
Oh.
So it don't matter what he did. Man, motherfucker,
you ain't got a dick.
Listen, I'm just
no
saying.
No doubt. Well,
you know,
like
I can have what
so,
I want to
like
have
it was
for
a,
the sake of the show.
No,
fuck. Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that's why, you know, the NBA did boycott it. And, you know, it's got to.
So once the NBA boycotted, then what somebody from the White House said, basically what he said in a nutshell was, come to that he wanted to invite LeBron James to the White House to find out a way to get to the bottom of it, because basically what he's doing is not going to solve anything and it's not going to change nothing. That's basically what the White House did to him.
Well,
but what it is,
the
they're lucky
I mean,
enough to have the income that they can. Bitch, let me tell you one thing. Even if you wanted to replace all these motherfuckers, you just got to protect LeBron James, because the only thing they're going to do is try to get rid of him. I don't care if you rehire a whole new NBA motherfucking team, bitch. They ain't going to never be what you have right now for greatness, and they already super rich, so it don't matter if they played the game or not. You know what I'm saying? So he knows that it's working. That's why they're saying what you're doing is not going to work, because LeBron going to hit the bottom line is start hitting them where it hurts, start hitting their pockets. Period. And
yeah,
that's
but
just
what
that
I'm saying is, all I'm just gonna tell you, and that's and I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why they took their stand and stuff like that. But you know, at the same time, they want to pick their battles. Because like I said, if they didn't come back and play, then the whole collective bargaining agreement would have got ripped
up.
But
they're
coming
back.
I'm glad they was able. Yeah, they you know, because at the end of the day, it's still a message. You know what I'm saying? They're not getting no money from the gate. And the advertiser went out, and then now those big contracts they're getting would have been null and void, you know, for the most part, because now the owners can just rip up the whole contract. So I do commend Obama, you know what I'm saying? I know he had something to do with, you know, talking to LeBron, talking to Chris Paul, and like let's keep playing for the simple fact that you guys want to just keep furthering the platform. So I guess right now, when they get interviewed, they can still talk and voice their opinion.
Well, of course,
that's
what? Them talking about it is the same thing they doing with them marching about it. So, you know, Obama, as you speaking, you know, Obama ain't never been for us. So, you know, Obama's his way of sliding in there saying keep on playing the game. You know what I'm saying? Obama been they billy goat. You feel me? Look what Obama did when he was in office. Not a motherfucking thing, but, you know what I'm saying, turn our television to a rainbow series. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, he on they motherfucking team. No, you keep boycotting. You keep hitting them where it hurt. You keep hitting their pockets. That's what you do, because talking and marching ain't getting it.
Yeah. But, so, you know, we only got like a minute, because like I said, this is an hour show. So, this is a quick, to-the-point show. You know what I'm saying? We got to, you know, shout out to Black for the topic. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Shout out to me for the chop-up. So, same time next week, I'm going to work on getting some more guests in the show. You know what I'm saying? See if we can turn this back up. So, everybody, if you missed the show, definitely check out the retweet once I put it out there. And
I put it out there already. I would have had it signed into my Twitter account while I was there. But I need you to text me the passcode to our Twitter account because I don't remember what I put it as.
Okay, I got you. I got you. So,
yeah.
Same time next week, and let's, you know, we'll continue this conversation because it looked like it got a little heated, and I wanted to keep going with it to finish it. But we'll double back next week.
Don't blame me. Blame 1800. I thought I hit 90. I hit 60. So it wasn't me.
No
it was
doubt.
The 1800. I'm just gonna tell you right now. But
yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, y'all. Next week. Peace.
Peace.